Hey, Sister Amen.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to do our audio edification tonight?
I am.
It's been a long day, but we had a good, productive day.
Oh, yeah.
We had to travel to get to a town that we're going to preach in tomorrow and Saturday. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then we got here, and we got our preach from last weekend finally uploaded.
Yeah,
Festival in Eau Claire. So that's posted. That's up at the top of the page today. You can check out. Lots of audio, lots of video. We got to talk to some seekers there. That was awesome.
Well, not a whole lot of audios. We're missing some.
Yep. Sister Drummond had a killer flush. We had a phone that I got rid of, and we forgot that all the audios from that preach were on there. So she had a bunch of good audios. But
the Lord heard.
It, amen.
And they heard.
And the seekers heard.
Yeah.
So if that's the last, if that's the main thing we got going on wrong in our lives, we're doing really good, as we always say.
Yeah.
And then later on today, we met a brother in the park after he got done with work. He came over to meet us in this town. He's going to be preaching with us tomorrow. We cooked over the open fire. That was awesome. We'll probably have a video on that tomorrow. That was really good.
Oh, that's up
He brought
top.
Some all-natural hot dogs. We cooked them up.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Amen made us mac and cheese. That was delicious.
That's funny, because I hardly ever make macaroni and cheese.
It was delicious, So, and then we had a good ecclesia call. We put up more audios in the ecclesia gathering area. Good, relevant topics for everybody, where we go to the scriptures and the brothers talk about it. So that's awesome.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
I love them.
Some of the topics we discussed were jobs for Christians, is joking and foolishness sinful? And then I shared an email from a coward pastor who confessed to us openly he has no power. Said he's thankful he has no power. But the Bible clearly tells true saints they have the power of God.
Anybody reading the scriptures
would
know. I have a quick question
for you. What's up on your mind, Sister Amen?
What exactly would you call a joke? How would you describe the word joke?
A joke? A joke is something that you take the time to purposely tell, something that is to arouse your flesh and get a laugh, or they call it jocularity or humor, to spur someone in their flesh to get them to laugh and make a funny thought. So it's usually either a lie, or it's something that is happened to people that's foolishness. It's not good, pure, and true. It's not edifying to the hearer. It's not glorifying to God. It's generally something you do to get a fleshly rise out of people.
Yeah, like the chicken jokes, or like literal story kind of jokes.
Right. Hey, did you hear the one about?
Yeah, those kinds are like jokes.
And people in the culture use it to like bond with people. Like one brother admitted before he was a Christian, he said his family would watch TV and then all they did was joke with each other. And that was how they bonded and drew close to each other, was foolishness, silliness, joking, all operating in the flesh. But the Bible says we're to operate in the spirit.
Right, yeah.
And so the flesh is dwells in those things of joking, and the spirit wants us to speak things that are edifying, things that are grace lending to the hearer, things that are eternal and incorruptible. Joking generally always is corruptible, and a lot of times it's not good topics. Bad company corrupts, and so you have to be very cautious of that.
Right. I think sometimes just a passing comment that makes somebody smile isn't necessarily a joke.
Oh, yeah. We talked about how if life brings you something that's humorous, like we gave the example of some of us brothers go fishing, and I were to slip in the water and go down into my waist and stand up and go, did you see that? And the brothers, nobody got hurt, and the brothers would go, that was actually kind of funny how you slipped in the water. And you lost your fishing pole, and you grabbed it, and you didn't lose it. Something humorous, something a child does. Oh, that was so funny what that little child did. That was so cute. That was humorous. It's not a joke. It's not there. You're not seeking it to operate in the flesh. It's just something that's there. We can have joy. We can have a little bit of laughter. But the Bible does tell us to be sober-minded. And if you look up that sober-minded, it means in self-control. It means controlling our demeanor, which means we're not going to be sitting around telling jokes and looking to bring people in the flesh. We're going to want to be lifting people up in the spirit.
Right, yeah.
Foolishness. The other word for foolishness is silliness.
Yeah, there's a difference than a passing comment,
right,
you know, that goes along and that makes people smile versus
right.
somebody. Yeah, I know my earthly dad, he would joke all the time.
Yeah.
All
he was like a
time.
Comedian.
Yeah, and that was just foolishness all the time. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nice to be set free from all
yep,
that.
People of God do not operate in that. What we have is the peace of God, which is inner joy, calm, and peace. We don't need a lot of outside laughing. The Bible never says Jesus laughed. One brother commented, it tells us Jesus wept, but it doesn't say where Jesus was full of a bunch of laughter, joking. He wasn't. Neither was Paul. Paul warns about coarse jesting and foolishness and all of that. So we got to be very careful of that.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a very small, minuscule part of our life.
Yeah.
Soberness and set on the things of God should be what we're, it's our main diet.
Yeah, it's another thing that sets us apart, too, from the world.
Say that again?
That's another thing that sets us
yes.
apart from the world.
Amen. The world operates in all that foolishness.
Yeah, I don't. They're revving their car up out there.
Yeah, motorcycle's going by. But
oh,
hopefully,
is that what? Oh, yeah, there he goes. Yeah, racing across the parking lot.
But. Hopefully, he won't. Now he's going right by us. We'll wait till he goes past.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, he's gone.
Popping wheelies
he's
out there. I hope he's
showing
hurt
off.
Himself.
Yeah, he's going to kill himself out there if he's not careful. Popping wheelies in a parking lot. What's on your mind, Sister Amy? Anything else?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about something. I was reading Acts, and it's Acts 17, verse 21. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear something new. This is Paul in up by Mars Hill and stuff, where they brought him all
right.
up there. They actually brought him in, and then he talked about their unknown God. And I was thinking about flat earth people, you know. They're just kind of always looking for something new, something to talk about. A lot of those people are into all kinds of these strange
mysticism, conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And I guess I was just thinking about that. Also, when we're on the street, we've been getting this a lot more. There's people saying, well, I like to hear everybody's different views and their opinions when it comes to the things of
yep, philosophies
faith or... higher powers
yep.
and things like that, and it seems to be just growing. And I was thinking the scriptures are talking about that. Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, their minds are so open, their brains are falling out, as they say. They're listening to every false doctrine and philosophy, Colossians 2:8. Philosophies
right.
of men, traditions of men, instead
right.
of being focused on Christ.
Yet I had another thought.
Yeah, go for it.
You had a witnessing thing. It's up on that street preach we put up today. About that big, he looked like a big biker guy. I come back from
yep.
the other corner there, and I walk back, and I listened to you talk to him for a while. He actually listened.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Didn't start out well, but he humbled himself, and he listened.
Yeah, and he said something about God being a dictator,
yep.
and you said, yeah. And I was thinking, this verse here, Deuteronomy 5, 26 and 27, for who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Go thou near and hear all that the Lord God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And I was thinking about that, you know, when God tells us that we should hear things,
yep.
and we should do it.
Amen.
Because that's what he said.
Yeah, Ecclesiastes says the duty of man is to fear God, keep his commandments. Pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was just
he is a dictator
that, yeah.
because he controls the world, but he's a just, righteous, loving, good, honest dictator.
Yeah,
meaning
the
dictator might not be the right term, but he's a sole ruler, sole authority. He's the ultimate authority. He's the alpha, the omega. Dictator
right.
is not really a good definition. Dictator tends to lean towards a wicked, evil man.
Well,
God is a sole authority.
Yeah, and you only used that because he used
yeah.
it. So you were kind of used what he said to
yeah.
explain kind of who God was, and then you went further.
Yeah, he didn't like that I was telling people that God's going to judge all those, and there's going to be a hell, there's going to be a heaven. He said, oh, God sounds like a dictator. And I said, he is. He rules his universe. The earth is his footstool. So in that sense, he is the sole controller. Dictator is someone that solely controls everything. God clearly does.
Hello.
But he's just and righteous and good.
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I only have, do you have a scripture verse to share?
I do.
Yeah, what do you got to share? I have just a couple of verses to share, and then we're out of here, because we got a big day tomorrow. We got to get up early.
A big couple days, maybe.
Yeah, a big couple days coming up, if the Lord wills.
Ephesians 1, 3 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He made us accepted in the beloved.
So much for accept Jesus. Raise your hand, accept Jesus. Yeah, because of what Christ has done, we are acceptable to God. That's our entrance into the kingdom of God.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty awesome. I just wanted to share this verse, 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. That's why people say, why do you live and do these things you do and obey God? Right there. Because the ear of God is open to those that, to their prayers of his people that are righteous, do right. But if you want to live in sin, God's face is against you.
I don't want that.
If that's not incentive to obey God, I don't know what is.
Wow.
Yeah, so ponder that verse. And yeah, tomorrow we are off. We got to get up real early, about 5 a.m. We got to go get a parking spot, and we're going to go preach at this huge craft fair with waves and waves. There'll be like 100,000 people there tomorrow in a little tiny town. It will be waves and waves of people coming at us for hours and hours. So we love doing it, but it's quite a challenge.
Yeah, it is.
We have to deal usually with the security guards, sometimes the police, then lots of mockers, lots of haters, a lot of the booth people coming out, and there's a lot of things we have to stand against, but then we always get to meet a seeker. In fact, we have a brother that's united to us who we met at this very fair several years ago. So street preaching does work for people that have eyes to see and ears to hear. In fact, we'll be street preaching with another brother that we met out street preaching this summer.
Yeah.
So street preaching does work.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. God.
Maybe there'll be a fish in there.
Yeah, whatever. We're going out to glorify God, pass out the truth, tell of his goodness, warn of his wrath that's coming, and try to get people off their mind of trinkets and food and frivolity and try to get them to think on the kingdom of God. That's why we go. We want to stand right where people are involved in food, festivals, frivolity, flesh. And we want to stand right there in the broad road and remind them that eternity's coming. It's the best place to get them to think about it, right there. Because where else are we going to get them? We can't get them in their homes. We can't get them when they're flying down the street. Ah, they can see a gospel sign. We get to talk to them right here as they're going by us. They get to see real people showing care and concern, talking to them about eternal things.
Yeah, and we've noticed at some of these big, like, craft fair or food-type festivals, you know, Cranberry Fest, Apple Fest, Apple Butters, kind of like that. It's a pretty low-key, mellow. People are just, like, relaxed.
Right.
They're not rushing to get into their
not like a sporting event.
Yeah, and so sometimes people have a lot more time.
Yeah.
They're there for the day.
That's a great point. Sporting events usually start at 8 o'clock, and you got to get there right at 8 o'clock, and they're all hyped up about the sporting event versus this. People are wandering around. There's over 500 booths there. Wandering around booth to booth, taking the day, eating lunches. It is more relaxed, and we have a chance to talk to people more. So we really like these events.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why we want to go 2 days in a row. It's supposed to rain, but we're going to try to withstand that. And so if the Lord sets it up, makes it possible for us, we're going to do both days.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so hopefully tomorrow we will have a good report about some stories from the road. We won't have our preach up yet, but we'll have some good report. Mm-hmm. And anything else, Sister Ahmed?
No, just love to the saints worldwide, and the seekers need to repent.
Amen, always.
And we're here to help.
Last thing, saints of God, I do have one more verse, 1 Peter 1:3. I love this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's what we're going to go talk about tomorrow. We're going to talk about the resurrection of Christ and what a lively hope it is. But then we're going to warn people, you don't get it by just believing. You don't get it by your Sunday church. You must come through repentance and the biblical gospel and lose this life. So we hope that you're all out there striving and walking in that lively hope that is the resurrection of Christ.
I like that word, lively.
Lively. Amen.
Yeah, praise God.
All right, we love you all. Till next time, Lord lets us come again. Strive for the kingdom.
Amen. And may God be praised.